This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
50 years ago today, Milwaukee adopted its own open housing ordinance. That move came more than 2 weeks after President Lyndon Johnson signed the Federal Fair Housing Act. The laws barred discrimination based on factors like race, sex, or religion, but some area housing advocates argued there are loopholes in the federal and Milwaukee laws. As Jimena Condi reports, some Milwaukee County officials are trying to close one.
Chandra Williams is looking for a recent picture of her son, Wilbert McDonald, in her three-bedroom Milwaukee apartment.
Okay, it's not going to be here. And I'll show you the rest of the house.
It's Tuesday, and she won't see him until the weekend. He's a senior at Waukesha North High School, about 30 minutes away.
My son is a week at a time in Waukesha just to keep his grades up, to get to school every day on time and not dragged out tired.
Williams and her son lived in Waukesha until last August. She wanted him to finish high school there, where he played football well enough to earn a scholarship to Iowa State. But Williams relies on a Section 8 voucher to pay rent. She ended up in the program about 10 years ago, after being diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer while homeless. Williams says finding landlords that accept Section 8 was always difficult in Waukesha.
Some people said, oh, we don't accept rent assistance. And I'm like, why? Well, they tear up our units and it's hard to get them out. I'm like, okay, so I moved to the next unit. We don't accept rent assistance. Moved to the next one. No rent assistance. It was really, really, really hard.
Williams had her rent assistance transferred to Milwaukee, even though it would mean uprooting her son's life. The search there was just as challenging.
You're kind of like desperate to find something. And so you kind of begin to settle. And that's the process of having rent assistance.
It becomes a thin veil for racial discrimination.
That's Margaret Rosga. She's been advocating for fair housing in Milwaukee for more than 50 years. Rosga took part in 200 nights of marches in the city for open housing in 1967 and 68. She eventually married one of the men who led them, Father James Grappi. She says the ability of landlords to turn away Section 8 recipients is a loophole in the civil rights law they fought for. That's why she's supporting a county proposal to ban rent assistance discrimination.
Giving people who have vouchers some way to get out of neighborhoods of high poverty concentration where the rents aren't actually cheaper.
Nearly 1,800 people in Milwaukee County receive the vouchers, and almost three-quarters are people of color. County Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich introduced the discrimination ban and says feedback she's heard from the opposition is based on stereotypes.
Those people, those tenants. I don't want to take Section 8 because of those things.
Ron Hegwood is a landlord and president of the Apartment Association of Southeastern Wisconsin. He says he understands the desire to desegregate, but he points out that rents for Section 8 recipients are capped by neighborhood. He says that puts landlords and other renters at a disadvantage.
We all want to live where we want to live, but if you can't afford to live there, you have to go with the choices you have. I mean, you're putting in a law in effect to create a protected class at everybody else's expense, and I think that's wrong.
Landlords also say they've had bad experiences getting reimbursed for damage done to units. Hegwood says if the ordinance passes, the association will lobby state legislators. Corey Schneider-Perigini knows the measure won't be enough to undo the segregation in Milwaukee's neighborhoods. She's with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council and helped craft the proposal.
It's about, you know, where our kids are educated. It's about our correctional system. There's so many components to segregation, but this is one area, I think, where we can start to have an effect.
Housing advocate Margaret Rosga agrees it's a small step, but she says that's all the more reason to take it. Jimena Condi, Wisconsin Public Radio.